How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation. The text from Isaiah rings with a joyous and upbeat tone. The joy of the people is infectious. They sing together for joy because God is near. He is their comfort and hope. Jordan of Saxony describes Dominic as one truly filled with the Spirit of God, a man of deep joy and freedom, a man totally possessed by God's promise of salvation and the good news of the gospel. Dominic was a man of freedom because he was one who listened attentively to the word and was directed by the Spirit of God. His freedom found its source in his love for Jesus Christ, a love that gave impetus to all that he did. He was a man of the gospel, and he wished his followers to be gospel people, following in the footsteps of their Savior. In the scripture, mountains are a place of encounter with God, the place where God speaks and we listen and receive. On the mountain, Moses received the tablets of the law. On the mountain, Elijah knew God in the sound of sheer silence, as one translation puts it. In the prophet Isaiah, the mountain is the place of the messianic banquet where people and nations will come together in peace and healing, the place where God will wipe away all tears. This passage from Isaiah so aptly illustrates St. Dominic's charism and his vision for the order. The key words are good news, peace, joy, and salvation. Dominicans are called to be mountain climbers, but not mountain dwellers. We scale the heights to meet God, lingering for a time to receive a new word, and then descend to share the joyful good news. It is on the mountain that we hear God speak and we receive the gift of the word we are to speak to others. This was the rhythm Dominic desired for his order, a constant inward movement of encounter, listening, receiving, and then an outward movement of gifting to others what we have received. The joyful good news of salvation offered to all. Dominic's freedom and joy are our heritage. Our challenge is to be filled with the Spirit, people of the Spirit, and bearers of God's word. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, anointing me to bring good news to the poor.